Okay, Rabotai, I want to maybe finish the Amud first, and then we'll come back and address the Ramban from yesterday that we were struggling with. Okay? Fair enough? Okay. Tashma, says the Gemara based on the days. Akash again on the Manda Amma Hezek V'Yaloshme Hezek. We have later on Daf Chavdeis the following. Hachalonos. Ben Milmala, Ben Milmata, Ben Mikinegdan, Dalet Amos. Rashi explains. Hachalonos. Echad Mibnei HaShutfin, Habone Kosel, B'Chotzer, Kineged Chalonosav Shel Chavero. So one of the Shutfin builds a wall that's right opposite a window of his neighbor. Says the Mishnah, Bein Milmala, Bein Milmata, Bein Mekenegdan Dalet Amos. So whether, in terms of the height of the wall, whether it's higher than where the window is of his friend, or below, or opposite, there has to be a distance of Dalet Amos. In Makoso Gavoa Yosef Min Achalonos, if the wall is higher than where the window is, Tzach Lagbia L'mala Mehen Dalet Amos. Then it has to be at least 4 amos higher than where the window is opposite. Kedem Farsh B'Azza, like the Gemara is going to quote in a second, Kedei Shelo Yismoch Al Koslo V'Yishche V'Yir B'Chodosav Shechaber, that he not lean down. Let's take a look in the words of the Gemara. V'Tani Allah, that the reasons for each of these cases are as follows. Milmalon, the reason why the wall has, if it's higher than the window, has to be over higher by a height of Dalet Amos, that he not peer down and look from the top of the wall into the window, into the person's house. Milmatan, that's if the wall is lower than the window, it has to be 4 amos lower than where the bottom of the window is, so he not stand on the wall to be able to peer into through the window. And mikenegdan, that's a different halacha. Kenegdan, that in terms of the distance straight forward, kedeshul yafil, that he not create darkness, that the light won't enter into the window. That's not our inyan, obviously. But the kasha is, of course, from the other two cases. The halacha that has to be above the window, arba amos, that he not be able to bend down and look through, or milmatan, that he not be able to be possible to go up on top of the wall and look through. Rashi explains, Bein Milmala, Makosa Gavoa, again, Tzoch Agbia, Kedem Mefarash V'Yosel, Kedeshu Yismoch, Al Kosko, leaning down, V'Yishche V'Yire, V'Chalonos, V'Chavero, Bein Milmata, Makoso Namuch, Mina Chalonos, Tzoch Lashpilo, Mehen Dalet Amos. There has to be a distance of 4 Amos lower than where the window is, Kedeshu Yamod, Al Ovi Kosko, that you not stand on the thickness of the wall, V'Yire. And then another point, Mekenegdon, Tzoch Harachikis, Al Kosko, Mina Chalonos, Dalet Amos, Kedeshu Yafil. Meanwhile, what do we see? That there's a halacha of hezek re'iyah. That you see that we're requiring that person to make this adjustment, that the wall not be in a position that would allow him to either crouch down or look, peer up, to be able to look through, and that's hezek re'iyah. So you see hezek re'iyah shmei hezek. David?
If it's l'mala, wouldn't it also block the light? You think if it's higher than the
window? I guess if you want to see 4 amos, in terms of distance, I guess it doesn't do as much in terms of blocking, I would guess. Once you have 4 amos, you're saying because of the angle, if it's very, very high, that even 4 amos, you think should require more than 4 amos, depending on how high. Don't know. You're saying that somehow the laws of physics, that if it's, depending on how high it is, you may need more distance. I never thought of that. I don't know. Maybe the case of Dalet Amos is only when it's, I don't know. It doesn't sound like you have to be, yeah, I don't know. I hear. Either way, I guess the assumption is that still light's going to get in. So as long as there will be some light, that's not a problem of Yafil. Anyway, the inyan of Yafil is not what we're concerned about. We see from the Lamal Lamata, the fact that you have to make sure you're not potentially going to be able to view what's going on through that window into the person's house. That is obviously a Hezekiah problem. So you see here, Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. The Gemara answers, and for the Gemara, Hezekiah Debai is shiny. The difference is that here it's a house. The window is a window to a house, and what you're going to be looking is into the person's house as opposed to our discussion of a chatzer. Rashi explains, what's the difference? Sha'adam osa beveso divei hatsneya. In a house, people do very private things. So the idea that a person could look into what you're doing in your house, where you do private affairs, that everybody would agree is going to be Shmei Hezek. Even the Madam Alo Shmei Hezek is only saying by a Chatzim. But by a Bayis, of course, he agrees, because there, the private things you do, you have to be protected of Hezek Re'iyah. So what does that mean? Now let's flip the side according to the Mandam Shmei Hezek. What does he hold? Even in a Chatzir is the problem. What's the Pshat? He argues on the Mitzias. He holds that people do private things even in a Chatzir. The Machokis is a Machokis, whether people do private things in a Chatzir. That doesn't sound correct, right? The Chora, everyone agrees that in a house you do private things, in a Chatzir you do things, but not necessarily private things. So with Machokis will be what? The Mandam Alo Shmei Hezek says, so in a chatzer, we don't look at Hezek Re'iyah as a problem because he's not doing private things in a chatzer. You're doing tashmish in a chatzer. So in a bayis, he agrees, because you do private things in a house. What's the other Mandam going to hold? I don't think that that's part of Machlokas.
More private than...
Well, it's semi-private, okay? So the point is, those things that are not mamish private like a house... Do you have a right to be free of someone looking in on that also? Like the Lashon of Rashi on the top, when Rashi explains the issue of Hezek Re'iyah, the Manda Amet says, Loshmei Hezek, Ein ze yachal lomar eni chavetz yetira what? Asaka. Asaka doesn't mean divay hatzneh. Asaka means business, whatever activities you do. So machlokes is whether we have a taina on the other guy, a claim that I don't want yetira asaka. In other words, I don't want you looking, sticking your nose into what I'm doing. Even if it's not divyatsneya. The other man says, no, you have no right to demand out of the other person. You do what you do. And we don't do that. You'd ask Shmei Hezek. Oh, but if it's a case of a bias where you do private things there, he would also agree. I think that's how you have to set up the machlokas. Yeah.
That understanding would only go within the understanding about if Hezek Re'iyah, probably the two different understandings of what it means. If you say that it's about... I won't do what I normally do because you're watching those, so then that gets tougher to set because you were just suggesting that...
Right, if you look at the Hezek Re'iyah, not so much the steering per se, but the fact that you'd be constrained in what you might do because of the fact that he'll be looking.
Then it implies it's only double hits now.
The type of things I'm doing are things that I can't do because
you're looking at me.
No, you just feel uncomfortable, so you might be limited in what you do. The other one says,
if it's not double hits, so why would I feel limited in what
because
I do?
Because your feelings are, you don't want to be looked at when you're doing whatever you're doing, and therefore you might limit them. I don't know that you have to make that a different issue, that there is the bad snare. I mean, you just feel more, you're right, it's much better if you say that the problem is looking itself, and that would be the machokas, but I don't know that it's a problem necessarily. The issue is still, if you don't feel comfortable, you might be limited, and the other one says, so what? That doesn't bother me. But the Metzius is still what it is. You don't do private things in the chutz, maybe semi-private things. Shailiz, does that lead to a problem Hezek Re'iyah or not? Okay, that's as far as why he's molded by bias. One more. Says the Gemara, Tashma, from a memar of Nachman Amashmuel, later on, Gag HaSamoch L'chutzim. Here you have a situation of not two chutzeros, but a gag that overlooks a chutzir. So the Balagag is responsible to create a mica that's 4 amas high that he won't be able to look into the chatzah. This was quoted, if you remember, by the Rush when he wanted to prove that when a person is doing his own kosel, let's say by chatzeros, if he wants to be nechnas l'toch shelo and build not kosel avon and gazis, but he wants to build, let's say what? Vidafna, does he have a right to do that? Shita Sarash is that he could. One of his rayas was this statement of Rav Nachman that you see, mica doesn't sound cast to be stone. That means if it's one person making the koso, it could be anything. The other Rishonim would have to probably interpret it otherwise, that mica would have to mean of, again, of whatever Minhag Medina is. But here you have a one-way Hezek Re'iyah, from the God to the Chatzer, and you see that Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. Rashi explains, when he's using his gag, he's going to see what's going on in the other person's chutz, so therefore he needs to make a fence, a mica. Now this, of course, is clearly the gedder of this halacha, the underlying idea here. There's no two ways about it. This is not about chalukas hashutfin. the Mahalach that Rav Nachum said in the Mishnah, that specifically that you demand a wall when you're dividing a shutfis, it's not a shutfis. The approach that Rav Zalman said, that the din of the Mishnah is along the lines of Beis Shar, that means communal benefit. It's not here, it's a one-way thing. So here, for sure, the idea that has a kriya is going to be what? What would we call it here? Hachakas Hezikin, no two ways about it. The question is, in our Mishnah, maybe it's a different idea. Maybe Hachakas Hezikin doesn't apply because if Chalukas HaShutfis doesn't come with that, the Halacha, the Hachakas Hezikin, since you're getting it from the Shutfis, whatever, and whatever reason, it won't be Beis Shar, so that you could say something, you know, then you have to say some other word. But this is clearly Hachakas Hezikin. This is a clear, it's just like the case of Chalonos, for that matter, when you're creating the Hazikriya of the Bais. This is Hachakas Hezikin. No, I understand that the Hakira that we had was within the Mishnah, by Shuftin Shechok. So here you have a Raya, says the Gemara. The Hezikriya is what? Is Shmei Hezik. So Gemara says, again, here it's different. Shiny Hassam, again, another shiny Hassam. The Amar Le Balachatzah Le Balagag. The Balachatzah makes the following argument. V'didi kviya li tashmishi, v'didach lo kvilach tashmishtach. See, I have established tashmish in my chatzer that I'm always available to use it, and I will take advantage of that opportunity. You, the gag is not something that's used regularly. You go up when you go up, and I don't know when that's going to be. V'liyadana behei idna salika v'asis, it's dana minach, and I don't know what moment you might decide to go up to do something on the gag that I could be aware of you, and that scenario, therefore, does pose as a kriya issue. Even Lamanda Amar Lo Shmei Hezik. Rashi explains. Lo yadana beheyinu de ka'asis lishtamish begagach. I never know when you're going to go up on your roof. The itstana minach divrei hetzna, that I can what? That I can not do the private things that I do now in the gag, because on the chatzah, because I normally would use the chatzah for private things. The point is, because of the fact that the gag doesn't have a regular schedule, so the chatzah guy does have the use of the chatzer for private things, because there's no one on the other side on a regular basis. Rashi goes on, av chatzer chaluka l'tavayu, if you have a chatzer that's divided and you have half for one, half for the other, kviya tashmish de'lchoch echad b'chelko koshav, and everyone has their regular use all the time, v'l'avdivav mili d'tzina. So by nature, by design, a chatzer is not going to, a chatzer like that there's two people on either side, is not miyuchad for private affairs because of the fact that everyone is constantly there in their chatzah. So therefore there we would say Hezekriya is what? Is? It's what? Is lo shmei hezek. Because you don't do private things in a situation like that. But if a chatzah in a gag where there is naturally the chatzah is going to be used for private things, but I don't know when you're coming up, that's what is an issue. Now when Rashi says that in the case of the chatzah lo abdiva milidisina. So let's reiterate. Does Rashi mean only umanda amar lo shmei hezik? But the manda amar shmei hezik would hold that you do private things in the chatzah. That's not the pshat. That's not the machlokas. Chatzah, where there's someone there on the other side, is not designated for private affairs, for very private things, because the fact that there's someone else there, that no one is going to argue. But when I say you do things there, you do other activities there. Like we said before, that's the question. Does the person have a right to tell the other guy any chavs yitira asaka? In other words, my asaka, my activities, my semi-private things, not my very private things. Does he have a right to say, I don't want you looking at that, and that's called hezbir shmei hezik, or do we say he has no right to say that because it's not exactly divrei hetzna, therefore lo shmei hezik? But a case like this, where he's going to use the chatzer, and he has been using the chatzer for things that are more private because of the fact that the gag is not regular. Now ready, there's an issue of Hezekriya. That seems to be the Moras Teretz. So what do we have in the Gemara? We have how many examples from the Siman that we had? Six kashas, right? From the Siman that was mentioned. Gina, Kosa, Kofen, Chokin, Chalonis, Renachman. And it's interesting just to note that it should be obvious to everybody, the six kashas are sequential. We go through Masechta Bava Basra. So first thing, Mark quotes Gina. That's the Kasha from Daf Beis, the Chen Begina. And the answer would be that the Madda Amar Lo Shmei Hezek agrees that Gina is shiny because of what? Because of Ein Hara. That's Gina. Kosel, that's the Mishnah on Daf Hei. We're going in order. And the Gemara gives the answer to that. Nafo shiny. And we had how many Pshatim in that? Tosfos says double shiny because people get used to using it because there was a wall, so people use it for private things and whatever activities. So that would be in that case we'd be moda, or Rashi's pshat that there was already a ratzukim before and therefore it became already a schaibus from that. The third example is kofin. That's the Mishnah further on in Daf Yud Aleph. I mean, sorry, Dav Zayin. So we'll get Daf Yud Aleph. That's the third kash. Kofin's base shah Dav Zayin. The answer to that was Hezeka, the Rabim Shain. And then the fourth kasha was Cholkin. That's again all in order. Cholkin is Daf Yud Aleph. That you don't not chok the chutz unless you have kadeh lezeh. If you have it, then Cholkin malah bekosel. The Gemara says lo b'mesipa. So that was the fourth. And the fifth one is the Mishnah, the second parak. Dav Chabeis Chachalonos malah lamata. That the kosel has to be a distance of 4 amos above or below the windows. And the terence to that was? By shiny. So we went through 5 Mishnayos in order, and then we go to a member of Rav Nachman. And that's Rav Nachman, that's Namora, so that comes afterwards, that's the last kashan, terence being what it is, that I'm using it for private things, and now I don't know when you're coming up, and that's the problem. So Maisa Rishonim point out, Tosis already Amid Aleph points out, that we accept the opinion of Hezek via Shmei Hezek, because Tosfos says that this Russian is Eino Ika Machmas Pircha Dil Kaman, the Rashash is Magia Pirchos, and that's what it sounds like in the Rush also, that these Kashas really put the weight on the side of the Manda Amma Shmei Hezek, which means that in a sense all these Tirutzim are really Dachuk, you know, Gina Shaini, Ayin Hara, Bayis Shaini, and so on, the Rabna Shaini. At the end of the day, we feel that all this points in a certain direction. All these rayas, the preponderance of evidence is Shmei Hezek. That's how the Rishonim all assume. Okay. Let's now return to the Ramban from yesterday. And then we have also a Ramban in general about why the Gemara didn't. Okay, we have a Tosfos on the bottom. Let's read that first, and then we'll do the Ramban from yesterday. Shaini Hasam, the Amalei Bal Chartzal Bal Agag, Tema, Mailo Maisim, the Sanil Kamon. There's something else Mark could have quoted. A brisa. Shtei chatzer zu l'malo mizu. Lo yomar ha'elyon harein bonim b'kenegdi v'ole. El misayeh milmata ubonis. So the Gemara talks about it, that whether the guy on top can argue that I'm only going to contribute to the wall from where my level chatzer is and up and not from below. And the brisa says, no, he has to participate from below. Meanwhile, what do you see? Two chatzeros. So you see Shmei Hezek. Tosfos leaves that as a kasha. Yeah, so the Rishonim discuss this also, possible answers to this. And the Rishonim also discuss what about the other examples where you have seemingly a mocker that you can't look into someone else's, you know, from your bias. So they say that's also for sure Shmei Hezek, but that doesn't get spelled out in the Gemara. Okay, what about that Ramban from yesterday? Okay, let's roll up our sleeves a little bit, revisit the Ramban, remind ourselves what was difficult, and see how we can begin to suggest perhaps a perspective. Okay, so the Gemara brought the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. This is going to see more about this, by the way. Tomorrow we'll try to start on Daf Gimel. Move on a little bit. So we're going to see more about this Mishnah in terms of Kedei Chalukah and not Kedei Chalukah. Some more details to come. But for now, we have the din of the Mishnah. Ein Chokin es Al-Chatzer, Ashehe Abba Amas Lezeh, Abba Amas Lezeh. So the Mishnah talks about how big the chatzar has to be in order that one can force the other to divide the shutfis that they now own together, the chatzar. And so it is with other things that follow in the Mishnah. You need to have a certain minimum shear that after the chalukah there'll be functional parts for each party. Right? So the Gemara brings that as a kasha initially on the manda on the hezek re'iyah, lo shmei hezek, because Gemara assumes for some reason in cholkin es a chatzar. But then if you have this shir, then chok in my lab the kosa. The Gemara thought that the Mishnah would be saying that you need a kosa when you're cholek, so you must be hezek v'yashmei hezek. Gemara responds, no raya, because really all it means is that when you are cholek, when it's big enough, divisible, then it's the mesipas and not with the kosa, so there's no kash at all. And the problem is, why did the Maksha think otherwise? Why did the Maksha want to read into the Mishnah that when you have the requisite shear of the chatzar that's divisible, then it's with a kosa? Where does it say kosa in the Mishnah? Right, that's the problem. Tosfos didn't even ask that kasha. Tosfos had a different kasha. Maybe the kosa was built by one person. Tosfos explains The Lashon is mashma that the chatzir, that kosher was built by emsa. Fine. But what about the Ramban's kash? So the first tarot of the Ramban was what? Since previous Mishnah is talking about Chalukah Bekosa, so Mustama, the Chalukah here, that would happen if it were big enough, it would be Bekosa. Which obviously suggests perhaps it resonates a little bit from Rav Nachum, that the idea of the Kosa, the earlier Mishnah, is not something incidental to the Chalukah, but the Chalukah is a Chalukah that allows each person to have their appropriate, legitimate fair share, which means not to have Hezekiah affecting them, and therefore it's a chalukah b'kosa, so we assume this way as well in the Mishnah Yud Aleph, and the Gemara says, no, really, it just means nesibas. Okay, it doesn't have to be analogous to early. Comes the Ramban with another suggestion, and this is where we got pretty much stuck, right? The Ramban's words, once again. Yesh li ga'amar v'lashin acheres. Kasal Gedaitach, the Gemara's Maksha, the one who asked his Kasha, who is assuming that when you're dividing the Chatzar that's big enough to be divided, it's with a Kosa. Here's what he's thinking. He's putting the following interpretation into the Mishnah, which again, the Gemara is going to knock down in the Teretz when it says no b'mesipas. What is he thinking? The following idea. Really, even a Chatzar that's small, that lacks the sheer Dalet Amos Lezeh V'Lezeh, but it still has a function of some kind. It still can be used, as the Ramban puts it, with Pirog Masa. Unlike a bias, that less than the sheer Dalet Al Dalet, the bias is zero. It doesn't have halachic status of a bias for various halachas. Chatzar is different. Chatzar has a Shem Chatzar even less than Dalet Al Dalet because it is used and can be used for unloading. And therefore, with that in mind, says Ramban, we can interpret the Mishnah as follows. When the Mishnah says, Ein Chokin, it means Ein Chokin Bekosel, Atche He Dalet, because here is what differentiates a Chatzar that has Dalet, Amis Lezev Lezeh, and a Chatzar that's smaller. A Chatzar that's smaller has a use for Piruk Masa, for unloading. A Chatzar that's Dalet Amis Lezev Lezeh has a use for other activities as well, beyond unloading. Hezek Re'iyah is only a problem when we're talking about activities in the Chatzar. We're going Mandam Shmei Hezek, right? It's only their activities that are being done, whatever type of activities. But unloading, big deal. The person sees you unloading. It's only a few minutes. It's not a big deal. It's not a real activity. It's not something to look at details about and be nosy about. It's not Hezek Re'iyah. It's just simply unloading. That's not going to pose a Hezek Re'iyah issue. And therefore, the Maksha is thinking to prove from this Mishnah, Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek, because he says the following. Ein Chokin will mean as follows. Ein Chokin b'kosa. Of course you can force a chalukah on the other person, even a smaller chatzar, because you can still use, each person can still use their part of the chatzar, that now becomes their new chatzar, for the limited use of unloading. And that you can force the other person to have to split the chatzar for that. But for that, you can't demand a kosa. But if it will have the bigger shear, which now allows each person to do more than just unloading, to use it for other activities, that's where your demand for splitting will also bring with it a requirement that you chip in both of you for a kosa. Because for that, there's a Zikri issue. And that's how he read the Mishnah. So it comes out, the sentence of the Mishnah is not just an absolute sentence. You cannot divide a chatzar unless it's big enough. You can divide a chatzar smaller too. But you can divide it bit smaller, but without a kosel. Ein chokin bekosel. So you can divide it without a kosel, even less, because everyone gets unloading zone in their small chatzar. But actually, hey, but dalet amos, in other words, to be chok with a chatzar, that requires a bigger chatzar, and then you can impose your chalukah with a kosel. That was his kasha. It's a rai hezek v'yishmei hezek. Clear? That is how he was thinking, learning pshat in the Mishnah, inside the Ramban. Umishamach yakshinan vaday dahad en chokin diktani. It must mean, because as we just explained, that chatzar lethen dalet amos is chazir lemilsa, and therefore his question was, en chokin must mean en chokin bekosel. independent tashmish, it's not fit for. Elo pirik masa, the bias, to unload things for the house. The embo has a gria. Ha yesh b'dalet amas, the chazia b'api nafsha. L'tashmish, it has independent use, not just unloading. Chokin b'kosa. This is what he's thinking, and that's why he has the question against the madama lo shmehez. That's the kasha. What's the Gemara's response? Lo b'mesipas. I mean, changing the whole equation. If you think in chokin means in chokin, the kosel, but you can be cholik without a kosel. And then it comes out that you see that the case that the chatzar is bigger, you'd be cholik with a kosel. You can demand hezek ri'iyah. Says Igmar, no. When it's less than dalet al dalet, when it's less than dalet for each one, then what? Then in chokin. Period. When it's big enough, then you're cholik. No need for a kosel. Hezek, you're losh mehezek. But the sipas. All that lies in the terms of the Gemara. It's saying, no, it's creating pshat in the Mishnah, like we are ourselves would have said, in chokin at all, and what happens when you are cholik, when it's big enough, is b'mesipas. That's the Ramban's way of reading the teretz. V'dachina, the Gemara pushes away the raya, lo, b'mesipas, meaning, she'ein ba'dalet ames afi chalukah gereva nami lo avdina. You don't even do stam chalukah, you can't impose any kind of chalukah on the other one. The kopach is b'dalet ames, lo chazi lo midi, it's the rufi b'had yachriti. Yeah, all you see with less is that it can be combined, but doesn't really, you don't really view it as something independent. Okay, nu, we have to come back to this question of the Maksha and understand the implications of what the Ramban has said in his understanding of the Mishnah. So, first glance, we have major problems with this suggestion that he's learning Pshat the way the Ramban puts into his mind, right? Namely, he's reading the Mishnah that Ein Chokin means Ein Chokin B'Kosel at She'ei Dalet Ames Lizeh. But chalukah, without a kosel, you can impose on the other person even on a small area, even in a small chatzah. The problem is a couple of things. The language of the Mishnah, Ein Chokin, is mentioned together with other things. Right? Ein Chokin is a chatzah, at She'ei, whatever. And Velo is a sada, at She'ei, the shear, sada, minimum shear, in order for there to be chalukah. And goes on with other things. Each thing has its minimum shear, and the Mishnah gives a klal at the end. The Mishnah gives you the premise of what it said in all these examples, which is that if the thing is divisible and it retains its original function, then you can divide and force the division. But if it won't retain its original function, it ain't shmo alav, ain't chokin. So you see the whole thrust of the Mishnah seems to be discussing when something is big enough for what? For chalukah. End of sentence. If everything follows, it's when you can force a chalukah on that sadeh, on that gina, on that trakin, whatever it is. If you'll say that you'll divide it will be shmo olav, then chokin. Suddenly, the Ramban is putting into the maksha here the following reading of the first sentence. In chokin means in chokin the kosel until you have arba amos. But less than that, you can be cholek, but you can't demand a kosel. That's totally at odds with everything that follows in the Mishnah. The premise of everything seems to be when you can force chalukah or when you can't. Yaakov?
The rest of the examples don't say the word chokin, so you have to read it the same.
Velo es hasada. It's
doesn't
taking,
say the word chokin, so you have
yeah. But the word then chokin are going on everything.
Yeah, right? I know. I'm saying, but we can't say that. The question still stands. But we can't say the question is that you eat chokin differently because there's only
this only word. In, yeah, you're saying stronger. No, the word in chokin is the same phrase is repeat is ki'ilu is repeated and everything that follows. Yeah, quite right. So the whole Mishnah and the language, as you say, is all discussing the klal of whether you can force chalukah. And the Ramban is suddenly suggesting that, wait a second, when it comes to chatzar, in chokin b'kosa, how can you do that? It's like you're creating this bizarre reading of the Mishnah, which doesn't seem to fit the whole flow of the Mishnah. What's going on here? That's one problem. Okay, and then we had another problem, and that was from where? From our own Mishnah. Because what this maksha, the Gemara, is obviously trying to prove by showing this, by taking this reading of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, he's trying to arrive at the conclusion, the Hezek Ria, Shmei Hezek. And where do you get it from? Because the Mishnah is saying that when you have Dalet Amos was there, Dalet Amos was there, then you can force Chalukah with a Kosel. Because he assumed that if you have less than that, you can force Chalukah without a Kosel. So he shows you Shmei Hezek. But meanwhile, the Mandam Shmei Hezek had to read our Mishnah of days. The Mishnah says, Hashutfin Shirat Sulasas Machitza, Bonus Akosu Be'emz. So we had two ways to read that Mishnah. If you hold Lo Shmei Hezek, then it means that it was agreed by the two of them to make a Kosel, then they have to build a Kosel as per their agreement. If you hold Shmei Hezek, then the way we read the Mishnah, as we saw, is Rat Sulasos Plukta. And then they have to build a kosa. And the Gemara explains, what is it? What do you mean, ratzu lasus pukta? What do you mean, ratzu? What do you mean, ratzu lasus pukta? You can force the one to make a division. The answer is you can't force. Because we're talking about chasash ein bakdei chalukah. It's not dalet amos. And then you have ratzu, and then they can make a wall. How does that square with everything we just said? And we're trying to prove this very shita, right? The hezek v'shmei hezek. According to what we're saying now in reading the Mishnah, you could force Chalukah without Ratzu. And when it's less than De Chalukah, you can't get a Kosel. You can only be demanding a Kosel. You can only get a Kosel if it's big enough. And as far as division is concerned, you can do that without. So like, how can the Mishnah be saying Hezgir Shmei Hezek in a case of Emrek De Chalukah? On two grounds, this doesn't square with what we just said. Because we said that you could force Chalukah even without a big enough Chatzit. And here it says, Ratzu lasus plukta. You need a Ratzu in order to get there. That assumes that you couldn't divide, you couldn't force a division without a consent, by mutual consent. And then we're talking about a small Chatzit, and we're saying that you're going to have a Hezekiah issue, but the Ramban says that less than the Shir Dalid, it's only Pirik Masa type of thing, and you don't have Hezekiah. So, if nothing else, just to come away with hearing crystal clear what the problem is a big accomplishment. Just to recognize, Rabban said this, and like we don't know how to make heads or tails of this. Like, mamish, what's going on here? The whole Mishnah seems to say otherwise, and the Mishnah that bays, right? The Mishnah Yud Aleph, it seems to suggest the way that we would normally want to learn it, what comes out of Maskana, really, in the Teretz of the Gemara. And also the Mishnah that bays, how does that fit with everything we're saying? So everyone just to hear clearly what the problem is, right? Okay, so we started yesterday, but I left everybody in a very uncomfortable place, I think, at the end, right? So, okay, so we sweated a little bit, maybe slept a little less comfortably last night. But we'll try again, okay? Let's see. We were magdim something, and then I think we'll go from there. There's a few things that have to be assumed in order to suggest a pshat, and this might be only one of numerous possibilities. I'm not saying this is the only way to read the Ramban, but we'll try to say something. Again, I get up from Rav Nachum and try to elaborate a little bit. Okay, so he goes like this. Let's start with what we said yesterday in terms of, obviously, we're going to have to assume, if there is a Mishnah that ultimately says that there's Hezek Ria even less than the amount, okay, that's by Ratz, so we'll get to that. But obviously, what the Ramban meant when he said that when you have a small chatzer that can only be used for unloading, so there's no Hezek Ria, Ramban did not mean it in all situations in an absolute way. The Ramban meant in a specific context. I want you to hear just the shell of the approach first. When I'm demanding chalukah from you, and we have two chatzeros, and I'm demanding that we dissolve our shutfis, but the chatzer is very small, that we won't be able to each get dalet amos, that's specifically where the Ramban said his word. In chokin es achatzer, bekosel, atche yeheba. That's the statement of the Mishnah. So that says the Ramban, when you have a division of a jointly owned chatzer, and the chatzer jointly owned does not allow each one to be able to get for their own share the minimum dalet amos, which allows them to use the chatzer in a way that's normally designed for such a size chatzer, that's when Ein Chokin Bekosel. Why? Because we don't see hezekriya as an issue here if all you're doing with that chatzah generally, such a size chatzah, is only for unloading. But suppose, for example, as we mentioned yesterday, it's not a case of dividing a jointly owned chatzah, but it's a situation where, like we have Rav Nachman, chatzah samach gag that we read now. Now it's our chokas mezikinish. The gag, the guy on the roof, can look right into the chatzah and see what's going on in the chatzah. Says Rav Nachman, what does the guy have to do? He has to make a maika, not look in. According to this premise of the Ramban, are we going to argue that Rav Nachman's din is only applicable if the chatzah is a minimum shear of Dalet Amos, which is designed for normal use? But if it's a small, tiny chatzah that only can use a pirik masa for unloading, there's no halach of the Baal Gag to have to make a maika? So what I would argue, it doesn't seem to matter. Gag has some chachas. This Baal Chatzar, a small chatzar as he has, he says, I use it for things beyond unloading. I'm using this chatzar, I want to use it, and I don't want you looking in. Has a gria. Baal Gag has to comply and build a maika. The Ramban would not argue on that. So, what's the pshat? So why would the Ramban hold otherwise in a case of a division? So let's now look carefully at the Ramban is saying. When you're talking about a division, so one partner is saying to the other, I want to force us to split this chatzar up so that you have one chatzar and I have one chatzar. Separate portions. A chatzar can be viewed in its definition, the pristine definition, as potentially available for the bare bones, which is unloading, and should it be big enough, such a chatzar has another function associated with it, the kashmish of whatever, for different activities. When I'm coming to force chalukah on the other person, question is, what am I asserting myself for that each of us is going to get out of this? We are going to divide this chatzah so that each of us has what? So I can force chalukah so that we each have our chatzah for whatever activities that we want to use it for, beyond just unloading. But in some scenarios, such as a small chatzah, so then what I'm doing essentially is forcing chalukah on us to each of us have a bare bones chatzah, which is an unloading zone. When I'm coming to impose chalukah on the other person, on a joint yon chatzah, which is very small, and would not allow each of us to have in space that would normally be associated with real activities, but just for unloading, that's when my coming to you to impose chalukah cannot bring with it a claim that we have to build a wall. Because a chatzah, what I'm getting out of this division, for you and for me, is not a chatzah that would normally be defined as anything but unloading. Let me come and say, yeah, but I'm using it for something more. I want to use a tashmish. We need a wall. So the teretz is, here we have to bring another point, another variable in the mix, and this will bring Rav Nachman in, l'shitas so, so to speak. That claim is called hachakas nizik. My chatzer is my chatzer. I take pride in it. I do things in it. I don't want you looking at it. That argument works if there's a claim of hachakas nezikin, such as gag hasamach chatzer, which, as we said, the only thing you have operating there is hachakas nezikin, and so it is. So my chatzer is small, but I'm entitled to my privacy for my small chatzer because I use it for things. And you have to make a gag, you have to make a mic. But we have to argue as follows. In the case of chalukas hashutfin, that is not part of the equation. And we'll have to bring in again something we haven't seen much about, but that's the Ravid, and the Ramban himself, it happens to us, seems to think that way as well, that when you have chalukas hashutfin, there is no claim of hachakas nezikin. Ein lehem chalon ezeh alzeh, and so on. If I'm getting something of chalukah, the issue has to be something else. Not hachakas nezikin. If I'm getting something out of chalukas hashutfin, there is no claim against each other that we can't be mafik each other, we have to make accommodations. I'm getting my shear, I had it before, I can keep what I had. Rather, what is it? What is it that generates the requirement that they both have to share in the kosel by Hashuf and Shevat Zalassos? What's the answer? That the chalukah, what I'm getting in the chalukah, entitles me to get something that can be defined as a justified, a just, fair portion that is appropriate. That's what I have at stake here. I don't want to be protected from Hezek Ria. That's the Manda Amar Shmei Hezek. That says that since I'm splitting the chatzah and I'm getting a private share, so until now we were together, we were mingled. Okay, so that's what it was. But if I'm getting something which is going to be exclusively mine, it has to be a fear, and fear means that it's not going to be no interference by you looking at. That's why I can demand from the chalukah itself that allow me to have a share protected from Hezek Ria, and that's why I can claim that you have to chip in for a kosel. That's of Nachum's Bart in the Mishnah. Says the Ramban, here's where it's going to play out on Daf Yud Aleph according to the Maksha. When the chatzar is big, so that the chalukah is going to entitle each side to have a share that by design is big enough to use for multiple uses, not just a limited use of piruk masa, but for all kinds of things. That's when the claim of chalukah that we're imposing on you can come with another dimension, which is, I needed my share to be free of Hezek Ria, we must also build a kosel, and you have to share in the cost. However, if the chatzar is smaller, so then by design here, what do I have in this chalukah? What right do I have to take out of this small chatzar? I don't have a right to make an argument that in this chalukah, I'm going to have a chatzar for Shemesh. No. Small chatzar is not the designed for shemesh. So the reason, what allows me to force the chalukah is only that I can say, you and I will each have a small area for unloading. That's what I can bring into the, and I can force. But since an unloading zone doesn't normally have Hezek Ria, it's not subject to Hezek Ria, because you do what you do, you go in the house, it's not something that it's court interference if someone looks at that. So therefore, true, I can force the chalukah on you, but not with the kosel. Now, we're starting to get somewhere. We're still not fully crossing with the T's and dotting with the I's. But now, again, a picture. Let's first go to our Mishnah, and then we'll go back and fill in from the Mishnah Yud Aleph. What happens with ruts? Without Ratsu, it's a small chatzar, I can impose on you chalukah, but not with a kosel. Because what I can force is that we can each have what such a small area is normally associated with, which is just unloading. And therefore, Hezek Ria doesn't come to play, and therefore I can force chalukah, but not a kosel. What happens if it's Ratsu? So here, what changes would be the following. This that I told you, that I cannot define my share as anything but what it normally is associated with, not what I think I want to get out of it. That's true if I'm imposing chalukah on you. So then what I can pose is that we're each going to get out of this a small area for unloading. So I can't force a kosel. What changes in the Mishnah Daf Beis is its rust. If it's Ratsu Latsu's Plukta, then the Ratsu agreement brings with it that each one has the right and the potential to say, I'm going to maximize my share in whatever way possible, whatever I can bring to whatever I share, whatever I can bring. Not what it's generally designed for, because the Ratsu allows each person to be able to say, I'm going to come away with something, what I want to make of it is what I'll make of it. And since, as we will Magdiv, it's not that the a chatzah less than the Dalet Amis cannot be subject to the idea of Hezek Ria. In theory, it could be. Gaga Samach Chatzah, he's using it for whatever he's using it for, and you have to build a mica because I want protection from my uses that I use it for. It's only that when I'm demanding chalukah, then we have to look in an objective way. What is this the etzem ra'i for? It's not ra'i for anything more than pirak masav the etzem. Therefore, the subjective desire to want to use it for more is not going to add anything. I cannot demand of you a kosa. But if we have a ratsu, now the ratsu brings with it the opportunity that everybody can maximize what they're getting, which means now that there's a chiyuv kosa. Because since potentially I can use this for other things beyond pirak masav, wait, we're going to try to just hold your fire if you could, just because I'll come back to Daf Yud Aleph, just see where we're going. So therefore, there'll be a halacha kosa as well. Now, let's come back to Daf Yud Aleph and see how this is so beautifully now read into the Mishnah. You see, what was our problem? The Mishnah starts with one statement of chatzar and then goes on to other examples. The underlying principle of the Mishnah is, if something is divisible and it retains its function, then you can force chalukah. If it's not going to retain its function, you can't force chalukah. That's the underlying principle, and that's kosher chalek ushmo olav, as the Mishnah goes on to describe. Suddenly, we take the first sentence, and it sounds like we're taking a whole new direction in that sentence. Ein chokin achei daramus lezer. What does it mean? It does not talk about chalukah in the period. So chalukah bekosa. So it totally doesn't jive with anything that follows. But now that we're explaining it as we are, it actually perfectly fits in. Because what comes out is the following. The point of why you can't split with a kosel is because from the perspective of what a kosel is, it's gonna fall short of the criteria that the Mishnah describes of Yechalek Ushmo Olav. Because from the perspective of a chatzah that's meant to be used for normal uses, if it's too small, it's going to be ein shmo olav. The function of the chatzah as a place for you to use all kinds of things, you're not going to have that in a chatzah less than dalet amos. Therefore, the point of ein chokin bekosel is exactly consistent with the underlying principle of the Mishnah. Hear well. Because on the other hand, if we're talking about using the chatzar for something bare bones, like unloading, that aspect of the use of a small chatzar is exactly what was before. That's divisible. To create two separate loading unloading zones is divisible. So from that perspective, it's shmo olav. It retains its definition. So the very principle that we're putting into the Ramban is actually the underlying guiding idea in the entire Mishnah. That the Mishnah starts by saying, Ein chokin bekosel, why not? Because if you're talking about an area of a chatzah from the perspective of what type of chatzah this is, a chatzah of tashmish, it's going to be impossible to create two separate chatzeros for tashmish. Therefore, Ein chokin bekosa. Unless you have a maskazet. Why are you chokin beli kosel? Why? Because from the perspective of creating two chatzeros of unloading, so that you have even less than the shear. So that is yechalek ushmo olav. It's still functioning in that regard. That much of function you can still retain even after the chaluk. On both sides, you hear what we're saying. It's a subtlety. Now read the Mishnah, it's beautiful. The entire Mishnah now reads beautifully. So what we're saying, it means you can't divide with a kosel. And why is that? Because to divide with a kosel would mean that you're creating two separate areas of tashmish. But it's not true. You won't see a chatzar that's less than Arba Amos as a chatzar of tashmish. You only see it as a chatzar of unloading. So that's exactly the Mishnah. Why is it that you can divide it up without a kosel? Because from that perspective, you haven't undermined the function. The function of tekirik piruk masa is as valid on a small chatzar as a big chatzar. But the klal of the Mishnah is exactly consistent with everything that follows. Everything that follows, there aren't two different functions that you have to figure out. In that perspective, it still retains its identity. In that perspective, it didn't. It's straightforward. In the issue of the first part of the Mishnah, there is an aspect that could be seen as divisible. Because unloading is the same if it's big or it's small. So that you can do. But a kosa won't come with that because there's no hezekriya. So it's not just, it's not like we're putting a new word into the Mishnah. It's really consistent with the spirit of the same sentence. And that's how it comes out. Now, if you read on in the Mishnah, something interesting. Zakral, kosha yachol gushmo olaf chokim ravin chokim. In other words, that's true for every sentence that preceded it in the Mishnah. Why is it that ein chokim bekosel unless you have dalet ames? Why? Because if you want a kosel, means that what kind of a chatzah do you want each one to be getting? Tashmish. But that's not going to be possible. That's not plausible in a sense, because I'm designed for that. But again, if it's for masafon, then you have a divisible chatzah for that. Now says the Mishnah something which is mamish dovetail with dovetails. This match is not totally off the wall here. It's mamish, okay, pardon the pun, of course. But this is mamish the Mishnah. Because what does the Mishnah say vayte? Zeakral, koshe chol gushmo of chokin, levin chokin, emesai. When is all this true? And we'll see this on Daf Gimel more, but this is the Lashon HaMishnah. Emesai. When is all this true? When is this rule true? Now listen carefully. This man, she'en shneim rotsim. What is the emesai going on? On what criteria? Emesai. When is this true? If they both agree, then even less, except for Kisvei Kodesh, which you can't even do if they agree either. That's Kisvei Kodesh. But typically, if the Shnei Motzim, I feel Pachas Mikan. But what's the emesai going on what Nikuda? Emesai. When is it true that what? That if it's ein right, that if it seemingly it's losing its function, it's yicholek the ein shmol alav ein chokin, even though in an objective sense, if you're going to split it, it's going to lose its original definition and original function. So ein chokin, that's only if you're trying to force a chalut. But if it's mutual consent, by mutual consent, then even if it's seemingly going to lose its function, it's still chokin. That's the Mishnah. That's the Abdeis. That means to say, even though from the perspective of Tashmish, you don't see a less than Harba Amos Chatzar as Ra'i for Tashmish, but if they agreed as such, then that becomes the basis for a Chalukah, which would connect with that Tashmish that seemingly is not really Shaykh to such a small Chatzar, but it becomes the basis for the Chalukah, and maybe you have to build a Kosel too. Because now that there's a ratzu, the way we explained it, now it's a ratzu, allows me to say, I'm going to define the function as I want to define it, and I want to use it for that, and now you have to go along, build a kosa. I think that with all these, these ikudas putting together, again, we had to start off by saying the Ramban never meant to say in absolute sense that less than the Shia Chatzar cannot have the notion of Hezekri'iyah, cannot have the idea that it could be Hezekri'iyah. If the case of a Gag Samach Chatzar, you can say, I want to be protected. It's only when I'm demanding the Chalukah from the other that I can demand it on my terms of Hezekri'iyah, because we have to look there at the objective reality of what it's meant for it. And that's because, as we said, when you're talking about a case of Shutfin Shechoku, we can't talk about Hachakas Nezikin for the reasons we gave, or Ever Shita Savayit of later. Therefore, the only issue is you can claim from the other person the Chaluka with the justification for each year to be free of Hezekriah. Okay, but if there's in any way a small Chatzar, it's not really Shach Hezekriah. Then we took it, and that's the Mishnah's klal. The Mishnah can read beautifully. In Chokin, you need to have a chatzah that retains its identity in order for there to be divisible. From the perspective of unloading, it retains its identity. But then you can only get as far as division, not a kosel. From the perspective of a chatzah of tashmish, then you need to have a certain minimum shear, and then you can divide, and then you have a kosel. That's just a fallout of the fundamental principle. But that's not the Mishnah means per se the word kosel, it's just going to flow from that. Daf Beis is a difference, because as the Mishnah himself says, as much as Shnei Emrotzim, you can divide even less. We explain a little bit more why that is, because now that you're dividing with mutual consent, that gives me the potential to assert my own desires on this space, and as far as that's concerned, I want to use it for something more than just unloading. And if Shnei Emrotzim, So then this entitles me to say I'm using it for what I want to use it for. Mela, you have to now build the kos of Hezekria, because in theory Hezekria could exist, even by a small chutzner in theory. But I never meant that it can't be Hezekria. He meant I can't demand the kos of Hezekria. The Shneim Rotzim is a different story. Shneim Rotzim gives me the opportunity to define it on my own terms, what I'm using it for. Hezekria could exist in small chutzner. I couldn't force it on the other person to extract a payment for a koso if it's coming unilaterally. Once we get the Shneim Rotzim, now Hezekria could play a role once we agree. So this is, I think, the basic gist of what Rav Nachum wants to say, if I understood correctly, in resolving the Ramban. Yes, Shmuel.
Used to say that the Shneim Rotzim isn't for Pirik Masa.
Because Pirik Masa, the Ramban says, doesn't have Hezekria. So why would you assume that Hezekria is on the Pirik Masa? I think that I'd rather say that the Hezekria is going to be just because I want to use it for something more than Pirik Masa. It's just that who am I to define it that way? That's because Shneim Rotzim gives me the right to define it. Just like if there was a Gagas HaMechachatzer, I could define it as such. But that's because of HaChakas Nezikin. And here it's because I can say this is what I want to use it for. But if it's imposing the Chalukah on the other, then we have to look at what it's designated for. It's miyuchet for. It's not miyuchet for anything more than Pirik Masa. Pirik Masa doesn't have Hezekria. But to say that Hezekria suddenly has Pirik Masa, has Hezekria in this case and not in the other case, well, what do you mean? Pirik Masa, the Ramban assumes, does not have Hezekria. I do my unloading. Big deal, he's looking. Doesn't mean anything. It's only for Tashmish. Any Chafetz, Shetira, Asokai. Again, it might not be Divrei Hetzna, but as we said, but it's Asokai. Once you're talking about a Tashmish and a Chatzah, that's where Hezekria can be relevant. But the Ramban is suggesting Pirik Masa doesn't really come with Hezekria. The answer is, I could use it for more than Pirik Masa. But who am I to define such a thing? If that's not what's generally done. So we said, if the Ramban might agree, if it was by case of Gag and Chatzar, he means he shows you that it's not like it's out of the question to allow for Hezekria, for a person to say, I'm using it for more. No? There a lot of assumptions that we have to make, which may or may not add up in the end with Shitas Ramban. So I have to concede a point or two. Let me take a few more questions and then bring that up, because it's glad in some respects, but it might run into problems in other respects. So let me first take a few questions and we'll end with that. Yeah, go. Who has questions? Yeah, please. A few people had. What happened? The hands disappeared. Okay, Danny.
I'm just wondering how the Ramban could say Pshat and Mishnah and Yudna Aleph, because it seems that before the Chalukah, both Shutvin have sort of rights to this Chatzar, and Chatzar is more than Dalai Lama, so there's an element of Shemesh Kalanam, and there's no and when there is a
Yeah, Chalukah, but that's mingling, so that's different. That's within the context of a big Chatzar that everyone is using together. Once you start changing the equation to separate chatzeres, then we have to look at what such a space is meant to be.
Right, but he's now utilizing it for a completely different purpose. Before, he had the option to really use the chatzer in its fullest
That's
form.
That's correct.
And now he's only gaining access to your chatzer.
But the
inhibition of his
right. Yechalek u'shmo alav means when you have half of that space, does that half space retain the function of what was before in the entire space, when thing was one unit? The answer is, objectively speaking, the half space being less than Dalet Amis does not retain the use that the joint chatzer was having, was serving.
But the Mesa wasn't a half space, meaning...
I'm saying it was used for all kinds of things. Okay, they didn't have Hezekria bother them because they were doing things together, fine. But meanwhile, the bigger space was meant and designed and available for all kinds of activities. Once you get to a narrow, small space, it's not Shmo Alav, it's not used for that. You can't say, I'm using it for more, if you're imposing a chaluk on the other person. But to the extent that you want to give everyone their Pirik Masa space, so that was before and that's now. How many people think that they understood what we said? I did a bad job. I feel bad. Okay. Someone explain it better. Somebody speak up. Maybe you have a better, more success than I had. Someone tell me where I can clarify. Just someone who's a little bit along the way, please. Yeah.
I'm just confused about, aren't we still taking away the utility? Maybe this is what we're being asked.
You're right, right. But the answer is that when I force chalukah on a small chatzar, what I'm forcing on you is being able to get each of us to have the smaller function that existed before that I'm retaining. So that much I'm able to do. I can still, even though I've taken away the opportunity for other things, but we don't say, well, because I can't preserve for you the greater function, therefore I can't extract from you that you and I each take from this joint chatzar the smaller function. In other words, it's not hostage to the other. As long as what I can do, I'm clarifying, I hear what you're asking. As long as what I can do at the end is give you and I something which existed before, so that much I can force the both to have to settle on that. Again, let me see if Nachum says anything that would be helpful in the language. His language would be more enlightening than what I said. I don't know. Sometimes it helps to read the Lashon a little bit. V'anir b'zehu, d'ini b'ikam ha-shikatsav Ramban, d'b'pachas b'dalet al-dalet, eno roi l'tashmishi chatzav. That which the Ramban says, arrest in this shir, he's not fit for tashmishi chatzav v'loshach b'hezekriya, nira. The ein kavanaso, the bepoel leko efsharut lishtamesh bo tashmishi chatzar. The Rabban didn't mean that, practically speaking, it's impossible to use a small space that less than $1 for tashmishi chatzar. You can only use a pirk mas. It's impossible to use it for anything more. El kavanaso, rather, the Rabban meant the pachas midal al dalid lo zacha hatoveya b'tashmishi chatzar. The toveya, the one who's coming with the claim, was not zoche to have this, to be entitled to have in here tashmishi chatzar. Not that it's impossible to have tashmishi chatzar out of this, but rather he was not zoche, the toveya, the one who's making the case, was not zoche to have in this tashmishi chatzar. That's why I gave you the mashal of the gaga samach chatzar, for example, that there may be where it's a chokas and zikin issue, he can come against it. But the tovei means the tovei of the shut of the chalukas hashut, as you'll see. V'hasvar b'zeh, he, the be'emes. Im nadun es ha-chatzer b'toras chatzer, if you classify the chatzer as a chatzer, harei isrei l'nitva, the one who's being the defendant, has this zchus, la'akev es ha-chalukah, he can prevent chalukah, on what grounds? You want to force chalukah on me? I can prevent it. I can stand in the way. The ayidei chalukah yipaseid chalko. My share will be ruined, will be compromised. V'lo yeroi v'tashmishi chatzah. Because chusa shal toveya, so what's the toveya's claim, the counterclaim? He wants to force chalukah. Hu rak lachok es ha-chatzer b'toras makom pirak masa. So his strength of his argument is I'm posing chalukah because what I'm getting here is I'm dividing the chatzar in a different way. I'm going to reframe the chatzar as a pirik masa function chatzar. With the betoras pirik masa, lo yipasid chalko shel hanitva. Mordechai Zev says, yeah, but you're losing the other functions. You have to say, but that doesn't bother. U'mishamachi lo zacha toveya b'tashmishi chatzar. So I cannot get out of it more than what I can justified by virtue of Shmo Olav. What would be Shmo Olav? I was Zoche in the Chalukah. And what comes with that is not going to be a Kosa. What's not going to be Shmo Olav, right? What's Shmo Olav, I get. I can't even get that. I never got that Schus. The last Schus Schus Getoveh Chaver, Shlo Yasekin HaBeriyah. Ufizeh Yeshua, that's a paragraph one. Ufizeh Yeshua, even according to this Salkedaitach of the Maksha, the Pachas Midal El Damid Lekadin Hezek Riya. This that we said you can't have Hezek Riya less than Dal El Dalid. Kol Zehu Kishalon Nisrat Zalachov. Now he's going to that base. This is all when they didn't agree to divide. The Bekahai Gavna, in this situation, Hanitva Ma'akev Al Tovea Milacho Gesa Chatzer B'Toras Chatzer. The list goes B'Tashmishi Chatzer. The one who's being forced to go along with the Chalukah can hold back that the other one is not going to be able to be zocheh in the tashmishi chatzah, to use this chatzah as a as a chatzah of tashmish. Because for that, I'm losing out on what I had before. Avo kishin esvatsu lachlok. Then the way we view it is danina luush and esvatsu luchoka b'toras chatzah b'zocha kolecha b'tashmishi chatzah. The Chaim Yiduik says the Lashna Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph, Lidas Ramban, Mashe Kosev, Ein Chokin Nesal Chatzah, Shiv Dalet Amas Luzem Lezeh, meaning Eof El Choka B'Torah Schatzah. And it's B'Zman She Shnei Emrotzim, it's not the Pachas B'Kan Yachloku, meaning that B'Mokim Shnei Asul Achlok, it's called Achluga Schatzah. Ufi Yisei, Shiasheh Divrei Ramban. In our Mishnah, it's Nishvatzul Achlok. So it's a Chaluka, he's using a little different language than what I use, but it's the same spirit of the idea. That's B'Torah Schatzah, B'Torah Achluga Schatzah. Therefore, everyone is zocher in the tashmishi of the chatzer, and that's why you need ritzui for the chaluka. Otherwise, if you don't have ritzui, if you don't have ratzui, all it is a chaluka of a unloading zone. That doesn't give you right to a kosa. When you have a ratzui, it becomes a ratzui, becomes a chalukas chatzer. He's using different jargon, but it's again the same spirit of what we said. Okay, so does that help? I don't know. I'm not going to do another poll, but. Okay, let's sleep on it. I want to just show you why maybe it's not as simple as it sounds, because what we're doing, therefore, is assuming that the Ramban is obviously tied to Rav Nachum's approach of the din of the Mishnah is based on not Achakas Nezikin, but based on what? Chalukas HaShutfin. Problem is that we had a rush, and the Ramban apparently also brings this discussion in, that can you have a Chazakah? A person who establishes himself without having a koso for some time, can it become a muhsak, not to have to build a koso? Is there a mechila? We've had that discussion. Is there a mechila on the claim of hesek v'iyah? Remember that, Rush? So if you look in the Ramban, the Medayik with the Rif, that maybe from this Gemara, this discussion comes up in the Ramban as well. And it pointed out at the time that to talk about such an issue seemingly is assuming that the halacha of kosel is halacha of achakas nezikin. And the question is, just like in the discussions in Lo Yachpar, can you become a muhsak, have a chazaka, not to have to do your accommodation for the other person? Not to have to change whatever it is, not to affect the person. So it's been already a while, and now there's a mechila, and it's a chazaka, not to have to do it. But if I were to discuss the issue of kosa, not from a chakas nezikin perspective, but the division requires that it be a proper fair share that would be free of hezek v'iyah. The same way a chaluka requires for sure a mesipas that divides the share and you know where one ends and the other one begins. So the fact that a time elapses and there isn't anyone yet making the claim to have the mesipas put in, or in our case a kosa put in, why would that be subject to a question of chazak or mechila? I mean, the chalukah wasn't justified. I need a koso here. The more that it has to do with Rav Nachum, it has to do with that defining the chalukah as justified, then the whole discussion of mechila and chazakah seems to be irrelevant. And yet the Rabban himself does discuss the issue of chazakah. So something doesn't match. And then we have to see and revisit this Ramban and say something different. But if you want to go this route, which is very geschmack, but it doesn't necessarily hold up in every way. I don't know exactly how to answer. The last thing we'll just mention it, but maybe we'll see if we'll mention it again. But the Ramban in the beginning of the sugya, just take another look at that first Ramban, right before all these riots of the Gemara, the Ramban, Tosus already mentions example, the Gemara doesn't mention, the Ramban being something else. The very beginning, the very first of the list, the Gemara says, "Alma hezek yirosh mehezek ikal meidak." We have a Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes. You can't open windows into a chatzar shutfin. No, what do you see from there? Hezek yirosh mehezek. So here the Ramban gives another answer, and the Rashba as well. It's the flip side of what the Gemara does answer with kosel that we read. We had kosel that from the kosel you look into the Bayis. Hezeka de Bayis Shiny. That's the Gemara, one of the answers in the Gemara. The Ramban has a similar thing in the other way around. In other words, what's that example? You're opening your window, so you have a house. And from your window, from your house, you're looking into a chatz. So why doesn't Gemara mention that? You see, as a Grish Me Hezek, you're not allowed to open your window into a chatz Rashutfin or a chatz Chavero. And it's going into a chatz. In other words, if bias is involved, bias lebias, bias lechatzer, that is for sure hezek v'yashmei hezek. The kim the kfiya bebias, this guy knows you're always home, right? That's your default. Your chatzer is you go in often, you go in and out. Okay, so that's where hezek v'yashmei, maybe lo shmei hezek. But if I'm in the house and you're in the chatzer, so I can't protect myself. That type of hezek ria is for sure shmei hezek, says Ramban. Where is your ashayach amachokes? Mechatzer lechatzer. That's where we say kasadayt alo shmei hezek. And then he brings the Gemara by Chalonos, because kosel is like in chatzer. It's a little kfiat. You don't use the kosel all the time, but you might lean on it. You might go stand on it. So that's that. Okay, but you don't usually do that. The Gemara says, yeah, but there the problem is hezek the bais shiny. There, the fact that you are being potentially invaded on your property, on your privacy in your house. So there's different factors that could make it shmei hezek that he will be molded to, right? In the Gemara's case was where, how often is he going to stand on the wall? And will he? Mechatez is going to stand on the wall and look at, yeah, but when he does, and if he does, what are you looking at? You can get very private things. So that's why the Gemara says, it's bias shiny. The Ramban speaks out the sort of an inverse situation. The Gemara does not spell out. If you're looking into a chatzer, but you're looking into a chatzer from a bais, where you are all the time. So there again, says Ramban, it would also be an example of the manda amalosh mehezek being moda, because if he's always in his bias, that's the default, then again I have no shmira. So the reason why he'd be allowing you to say lo shmira is because it's chatzer to chatzer. So lemaisa, I'm doing what I'm doing my chatzer, and you're not always in your chatzer, so I'll take precautions, whatever. That's the difference. And then the Ramban brings the other kasha of Tosfos, and he gives maybe a suggested answer, you'll see it, but then he doesn't like it, and he says, at the end of the day, could be the Gemara didn't know that braisa, and that's why the Gemara didn't quote it. For tomorrow, Mr. Shanu Makoros, and we'll start on Nav Gimel. Good.